I searched the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together. The God of the valley, there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again.
Come on now.
Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
I know it's true.
Oh, there's nothing.
Somebody testify.
Better than you. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you.
Come on, let's tell the world all about it.
You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who cares.
Come on.
You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. Shame into glory.
Tell him that.
You're the only one who cares. You turn grace into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who cares. You're
the only
one.
Into a garden, let's say it.
You turn grace into gardens. You turn bones into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who cares.
Turn the grace.
You turn grace into gardens.
Turn bones into an
you
army.
Turn bones into
making waves
you turn seas into high.
morning.
Good morning.
First off, I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day. If you've not spoke to your family this morning, not had a chance to, and not had a phone call or anything, let me be the first to tell you, mothers, Happy Mother's Day, and I love you, okay? The church loves you as well. Thank you, team. That really was good. This morning, in the way of announcements, it's been a request for special prayers for Wilma Jean Thomason. She's in NHC in Johnson City. She needs your prayers. Remember her. Also, there'll be no service tonight. There'll be a deacon's meeting tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And let's also remember everyone involved in the Shoebox Ministries, the Samaritan's Purse. Remember those, all those folks that pack those, touch those in any way, and also the recipients of all those going to those folks. Let's just remember those as well. Anyone else have anything this morning? Yes, sir. Let's remember that as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord, our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you to say thank you this morning, Lord. Thank you for each and every mother that's here, Lord, and thank you for our mothers, Lord. Maybe they're not here, but we thank you for them, Lord. Thank you most of all for your son. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. We love you so much. Lord, also these Samaritan Purse boxes, we ask you to just bless each person that's had a hand in touching those in any way, whether it's packing those boxes, supplying things for them, and also for the recipient that it's going to, Lord. We ask you to just bless those people, Lord, and bless each and every one of them. We thank you so much for everything you do for us, Lord. Thank you most of all for salvation. We love you and we appreciate you. In Jesus' holy and precious name we ask. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to all of the mamas out there and my own mama who's not even here. and all the mamas who helped raise me. So thank you all, and I hope you all have a great day. So if you all would like to stand with us and sing, we're going to do this a cappella. We're going to sing number 4, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he sent us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may give. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Okay, there we are. Give him a moment. So our scripture verse for the special is from Deuteronomy 31:6 and also from Hebrews 13:5, the latter part of that verse. It says that our Jesus, he will never leave us, nor will he forever forsake us. That Jesus is always there, and that's what we want to sing about.
Every time I try to make it on my own, every time I try to stand and start to fall, and all those lonely roads that I had traveled on, there was Jesus. When the life I built came crashing to the ground, when the friends I had were nowhere to be found, I couldn't see it then, but I can see it now. There was Jesus. In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. But this man who needs amazing kind of grace, for forgiveness at a price I couldn't pay, I'm not perfect, so I thank God every day. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus.
In the waiting, in the searching, in the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus on the mountain, in the valleys.
There was Jesus
in the shadows of the alleys.
There was Jesus
in the fire, in the flood.
There was Jesus
always is and always was. No, I never walk alone. In the healing and the hurting, like a blessing buried in the broken pieces. Every minute, every moment, where I've been and where I'm going, even when I didn't know it or couldn't see it, there was Jesus. There was Jesus.
There was Jesus. There was Jesus.
Good morning. It's good to see all of you this morning. We will be in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Before we get going, Madison Gunner will be 2022 Lehigh School graduation, May 20th at 7 p.m. in Jonesville, Virginia. A reception will be on May 22nd at Pennington Gap Community Center. And God bless her. She'll be continuing her education at the University of Tennessee in the fall. So it's hard to believe I've got one that's graduating. But let's give our praise team another round of applause for the singing that they've done. It is good to be in God's house today, and this is my favorite time of the week, coming together with my brothers and sisters and worshiping. And I just want you to know that I count it a privilege to be your pastor, but most of all, the Bible says, glory not that demons and spirits have to acknowledge and recognize you, but that glory in the fact that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And hallelujah today, no matter what, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I pray that yours is as well, that you can be, if you don't know today, we can let you know by the Word of God and the truth of God. We'd love to be able to show you what the Bible says about eternal life. But if you're watching on Facebook this morning, it's good to have you with us. Or if you're listening over the radio, and if you're listening over the headphones on the radio, it's good to have you. And if you don't know, nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let Him today, He'll do even greater things than you can ever imagine. And we do want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of the mamas, grandmamas, mothers, nanas, meemaws, all the other things, all those names that you have. If you're a mother or a grandmother today, would you just raise your hand up this morning? Let's give them a round of applause and tell them how thankful we are. I am a mama's boy, and I'm thankful to be a mama's boy. Do we have any word of praise or testimony as you're turning to the book of Ephesians chapter 6? Ephesians chapter 6, word of praise or testimony?
I'd like to thank God for allowing me to be here today.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Danny. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Anyone else this morning? All right, before we get going, we used to do this when I was a boy, and I ain't got nothing to give you this morning, but we used to see and recognize and just make a big deal out of Mother's Day. So before we get going, and as you're turning to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, I want to say to everybody that was here Friday night and the WOM woman's event, I don't know what they called it, but the food was good because I got home with it. I told Amy, you got to give the priest a portion, right? That's biblical. But I didn't eat it all in one sitting, Sister Fleet. I just turned around, ate it, and turned back around, and I ate some more. But it was good. Thankful for all the ladies, and that ham was outstanding. But first off, the youngest mother. We just want to recognize the youngest mother. Do we have a mother in here that's younger than 30 years old? Raise your hand if you do. Do we have a mother that's 31? 31? All right. Praise the Lord. 30 even? Okie dokie. Yeah, claim it, sister. Don't put that one on there if you ain't got to. All right. How about the oldest mama? 70 and above. We have a mother, 70. Praise God for all our mamas. Amen. That's all right. How about the mama with the most children? Anybody got 4 children or more? Amen. Anybody want to run against her? No. Praise the Lord. Let's let Sister Tabitha know. And it is good just to recognize our mother and thankful for them and our wives. But I'm going to ask you if you would to stand with me. Don't really have a title for this morning's message other than 2022 Mother's Day. But in the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You may be seated as we go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus, I thank You for this day. I thank You for Your goodness, Your grace, and Your mercy. I'm thankful that You are bigger than the obstacles that we face. Lord, that You're able to take bones and make them into armies. God, that You're able to take someone dead in their trespasses and sin and raise them up and create in them a new life and make the sinner into a saint. And God, what a great day it is to say that there is no God like our God and there is no Savior like our Savior. And Lord, I'm so thankful that You have given us the free pardon of sin. And if there be not one today that knows You, I pray today will be the day of salvation. But also today we just say thank You for mamas. We thank You, Lord, for those that gave birth to us, but also, Lord, what we would call our church mamas or our school mamas, those that's invested into our lives. God, I ask You today to forgive me of my sins and my failures, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You'll take Your Scripture and You'll expound upon it and You'll use it to bring change into our life that we may look more like You when we leave this place. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. I want to read that passage again to you, and it's a familiar passage of Scripture, and it's, children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may have long life in the land. Fathers, do not stir up your children to anger, but bring them up in the training and instruction in the Lord. As I prayed about this week and I thought about what we would preach as we celebrate the one that's brought us into this world, those that have looked after us and cared for us. There's nothing like mama or grandmama when you're sick and something's wrong with the way she coddles and takes care and loves on you. Mamas are our biggest fans. They're our biggest supporters. They're there when nobody else is there. They'll do more for us than we could ever imagine. They've invested more in us than we could ever imagine. But as I was thinking about it this week, and I began to read behind some other teachers and preachers, and just not only do we live in a time where the role of a mother has changed or looks different than it has ever before, and we're living in a time to where moms aren't the only ones that can give birth anymore. Matter of fact, they're to a point that we don't even call them mothers or women anymore. They're birthing people. Things have sure changed, haven't they? I got to looking a little bit, just thinking about mothers. And do you know that over 11, and this is from singlemotherguide.com 2021, that there are over 11 million single-parent homes in America. 80% of those are being raised by mothers. 62% of them have to receive some kind of food resources because they're not able to foot it all on their own. 23% live below the poverty line, and 28% live with food insecurities, meaning that about a quarter don't know if they're going to have enough food to be able to prescribe or to feed their others. The role of a mother and as a parent in today's culture is far different from what it was when I was a child, much less if we look into biblical times. I mean, listen what the Bible says about the role of a parent in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 21, beginning in verse 18. If a man has a stubborn and rebellious son who does not obey his father or his mother and does not listen to them even after they discipline them, his father and his mother must take hold of him and bring him to the elders of the city, to the gate of his hometown, and they will say to the elders, "This son is ours, and he is stubborn and rebellious. He does not obey us. He is a glutton and a drunkard. Then all the men of the city will stone him to death. You must purge the evil from you, and all Israel will hear and be afraid." Now, do you listen to that? Number one, think about it. The idea of that you would take your child that would be so unruly that you would take it before the community and call them out in front of the community and then get to a point where you're going to stone them because they're not respecting or honoring the parents in the way that they should live. Now, I don't condone that or say that we should, but listen, the Scripture says that He calls him a glutton and a drunkard. So how old are we talking about here? We're not talking about some child. We're not talking about even a teen. We're talking about on up in some years, the idea that the parents are still taught. And you know what? Praise God. It's never too late to begin to honor your father and your mother. Amen? We can't help what we may have done behind us, but from this point on, we can honor our fathers and our mothers. But do you know that the Bible teaches us that the way children interact with their parents and the way that parents interact with their children can tell us a lot about the state of the culture and the society in which we live. Listen, there are serious consequences when parents no longer love their children or treat their children right, or when children don't love their parents right. Listen, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17. As for the eye that ridicules a father and despises obedience to a mother, may the ravens of the valley pluck it out and young vultures eat it. Now, how many of you have ever been told, my parents used to tell me that you better not backsass me, you better not roll your eyes at me, or the buzzards is going to come eat your eyeballs out your head. But listen, Proverbs 30, verse, and use that. Don't do it before bedtime, though, okay? You might freak them out real bad. Do it first thing in the morning. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curses its father and does not bless its mother. Now, what generation is that? I believe we're living in a time to where parents are no longer respected and honored. Matter of fact, I know they're not, because we're trying to give so many different titles to people that aren't parents. And while we may not be seeing literally buzzards eating the eyeballs or out of children, we do see very often, you can go into any grocery store and you can hear a child cuss its mama out. Dealing with the school system and stuff like that, you can see that in a lot of homes, the mother nor the father run the home. The child does. The mom and daddy don't know or will not be willing to punish a child. And so for the cause of peace, they'll just let it be willy-nilly and do whatever. But in the book of Isaiah, and I believe today, the lesson this morning is not going to focus just on mothers, but I believe it'll be beneficial to children, to fathers, and to mothers by the time we get through here. But in the book of Isaiah, if you read the book of Isaiah, what you see is that the prophet Isaiah is ministering to and directly dealing with the southern kingdom or Judah. And he begins to talk about and tell them about the judgment that is coming upon Judah and that they're going to be taken over, that they'll come in and they'll lose their own sovereign right to lead themselves. And we know that the Nebuchadnezzar is going to come in there and he's going to wipe them out and take the best and the brightest. But listen what it says. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, it says, I will make youths their leaders, and the unstable will govern them. The people will oppress one another, man against man, neighbor against neighbor. The youth will act arrogantly toward the elders, and the worthless toward the honorable. So he's saying this, he's saying, oh, you know what? As we get closer to the fall of the southern kingdom, what you're going to see is this. I'm going to let the children or the young be in control. What they say is going to go. And I'm going to let it to where the youth no longer respect the seniors or the elders in there. And you're going to see that when you lose the leadership and the authority of the mother and the father, and it's passed on, what they're talking about is it's an idea or it's a picture of what it's going to look like before the end comes. I mean, in nothing today, it is nothing to hear a mother be cussed out by her child or a father to be told to shut up by a son. Since creation, the home and the family has been the basic building block of a stable society. We see it. After the relationship between God and man, the next most important relationship and fundamental block is the home. Man, woman, husband, wife, and children. And as while that's been, it may not have been a perfect society, but it showed the structure of a sound and a solid society. I read this, listen to this. If children are not taught obedience by their parents, they will run wild in society. Social order depends upon it. The Bible just does not instruct the child to obey the parent, but it instructs the creation to obey the Creator. Listen, God intended it that it's inside the home where a child learns to respect authority, mother and father, but also it's supposed to be inside the home where they respect the law, the policeman, the judge, and all that's there, the senator. It's in the home where the child is to learn that there's a higher power. But look, we're living in a society where there is no teaching in the home to respect the mother or the father. We're living in a society where there is no teaching in the home that you're to respect your Creator and honor your Creator. We're living in a society where we're not taught to respect the police. Matter of fact, it's complete opposite right now. It's defund the police, and the police are the problems. No wonder we have rioting in the streets. No wonder they're saying, go attack the judges and all that. Why? Because we have lost the foundational building stone of a society, and we're seeing society crumble right now as we're living in it. You see, that's why the devil is fighting the home. He's been fighting the home. Even in the home. Now, what is a home? Whatever you want it to call. If you want to marry an animal. And it can be a daddy. Or just, you can be whatever you want to be. It just anything goes right now. Whatever you want to call it. But listen, just as it was in the book of Isaiah, as they were coming to the point of where they were going to be overthrown, and that we see that the children are going to be carrying the authority and they're losing respect for their parents, for their government, and for their God. The same is true in the end times. Listen, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, difficult times will come in the last days. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and unloving, irreconcilable, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, without love for what is good, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Avoid such people. We don't hear honor thy father and mother taught anymore, do we? We don't hear say that we're to respect our mother and father. But you know what? While everything around us seems to be changing, God's promises never fail. The Bible says in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 through 20, God is not a man that he should lie or that he should change his mind. He has said, and will he not do it? Or he has spoken, but will he not fulfill it? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. Do you know this today? That God will still honor a country that puts God first. He will honor a home that puts God first. He will honor a people that are willing to put God first. And whatever He falls underneath that, He will bless it if we're willing to. As we talk about Mother's Day, specifically honoring your father and your mother, the first thing about honoring your father and mother, why should we honor our father and mother? Because it is the right thing to honor your father and your mother. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The first thing that we must understand about obeying your parents or honoring your parents, it is not the law of man, and it is not a mandate by the government, but it's from Creator Himself, and He says, honor and obey your father and your mother. The source is the Lord God. Matter of fact, if we look over in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, as we consider that obeying your mother and father or honoring your mother and father is the right thing to do, all the way over in Exodus, chapter 20, and then also in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, the Lord speaks these words. He says, "Do not have other gods before me. Do not make an idol for yourselves, whether it be in the shape of anything in the heavens or above the heavens or below the waters under the earth. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God, because the Lord will not leave anyone unpunished who misuses His name. Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother so that you may have a long life in this land that the Lord has given you. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony against your neighbor. Do not covet your neighbor's household. Do not covet your neighbor's wife, his male or female slave," and it continues on. But as we consider, and then Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, not going to read them all, but we're told there, "Honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and so that you may prosper." Now notice this, as we look at the Ten Commandments, they're divided up into two categories. The first category is dealing with God and man, the way that we interact with God. We're told that as we interact with Him, we're not to have any other gods. We're not to make any graven images. We're not to use the Lord's name in vain. And we're set one day aside for Him, whereas Jews set aside the Sabbath day. We Christians set aside the first day or the Lord's day as we recognize the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's dealing, those four deal with God and man, how they interact. The next one is how man acts with one another, or man to man. And the first one that it gives is what? Don't kill. Don't lie to one another. No, the first commandment that God gives to man is this: honor your father and your mother. Respect your father and your mother. See, we're living in a time that we have lost the fundamentals of God's truth. And when the fundamentals of God's truth is gone, then everything but God's blessing can be placed upon us. You see, Paul is not making some new statement, but he is simply reinforcing what's already been taught. And yes, we live under the law of grace. Amen. And we don't have to live up to the law, because God in Christ Jesus has met the fulfillment of the law. But the same God who gave us the covenant of grace is the same one that gave the Ten Commandments, and we still honor Him by honoring our father and our mother. You see, Paul in Ephesians there in chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, he's almost saying the same thing as we consider that honoring your father and mother is the right thing to do. Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 says, "Children, obey your parents in everything." Why? Because it pleases the Lord. If nothing else, if there's never another reason for us to honor our father and our mother, simply because it makes God happy, simply because it honored God, we should do it. Jesus Christ Himself, when He was talking to the rich young ruler, you remember, He was talking to him, He said, good master, what must I do to have eternal life? And Jesus said, to keep all of the law. And He told him to honor your father and your mother. Now, he went on to say, give everything you got away, and he wasn't willing to do that. But let me ask you this. How are we doing? I'm not talking about outside the church, but inside the church. How are we doing, one, as individuals honoring our father? It don't matter if you're 65 and your parents are 80, we're still to honor and respect them. How are we doing at honoring our father and our mother? And let me ask you this. How are we doing by instilling that into our children? Now, I'll tell you what. My daddy's my best friend. But when I was a boy, he wasn't my best friend. Sometimes he was my worst enemy, you know. I mean, when I was doing wrong. My mother, she wasn't my best friend. They were my parents. And they looked out for me. But I'm going to say this. For some people, the parents make it easy to honor them. They do. When they do their best, now none of them's perfect, but when they love you, when they take you to church, teach you the things of God, they may have their faults and their shortcomings, but sometimes it's easier. You see, but that doesn't change the fact that some parents don't make it easy. My parents beat me. My parents never made time for me. Preacher, if you only knew what my parents had done, I wouldn't treat a dog the way that my parents, my mama, my daddy, the way that they treated me. And I want to tell you this, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your parents treated you like that. And I have no idea what you went through. And the truth is this, if you're in that category, nobody knows what you went through. They may have went through something, but they've never wore your shoes, they've never walked your path, and that truth is your truth, and I'm sorry. But that does not mean that you're to disrespect them. God didn't say, honor your father and mother, except. See, it's like forgiveness. Jesus said, forgive them if you've been forgiven. See, we can't say that we are saved. We can't say that we've been forgiven by the Lord Jesus. Some people will say this. Well, I'm not talking about parents right now. I'm talking about in general. Some people will say, well, I just can't forgive them. Can I tell you this? God will never command us to do something that He will not give us the power to accomplish. We don't forgive lots of times because we don't want to forgive. And you know what? I don't know how you feel. If your mom or your dad treated you terrible, I want to tell you this, there is one that does. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tested in every way as we are, yet without sin. Listen, the Bible says that it pleased the Father to whip His Son. Jesus knows what it feels like to have a parent turn their back on you. Remember on the cross, He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? Jesus knows and He cares. But I want to tell you this. If your parents have wronged you and they've did you bad, can I tell you something? When you honor your parents, it says something about you, but more importantly, it says more about your Savior. That your Savior is bigger than the wrong that your parents may have done to you. And what does it mean to honor them? You just respect the position that they're in. If nothing else, respect the fact that God used them to give you life. You see, Romans chapter 12, verse 20 says, but if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in doing so, you will heap fiery coals upon his head. So to disrespect and dishonor our parents, no matter what they've done, is to dishonor and respect our Creator. See, children, obey your parents. Why? Honor your father and your mother. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. When you honor your father and mother, it says a lot about you, and it says even more about your Savior. And when you honor your father and mother, I can tell you this. I believe, one, you will not regret it. You will not regret it. When you honor your parents, when you respect their position, you're not respecting them. You're respecting your Creator. Hallelujah. I think God wants to bring some healing in some lives today. Maybe by watching or listening. But God knows how you feel. He knows what you, and He wants to love you the way that only your Heavenly Father can love you. On this Mother's Day, as we celebrate our mother, we are to respect, honor, and obey her. Why? because it is right in God's eyes. Number two, why should we honor our father and mother? Look there in verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with blessing, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long. One, honor your father and mother because it's right. Number two, honor your father and mother. Why? Because you'll be rewarded. Who doesn't want to be rewarded, right? I mean, hey, I still like getting stickers. Even better if they smell like strawberries, man. I mean, there's just something about being rewarded. But God has a reward for those that honor their father and their mother. Remember, Paul again, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother so that you may have a long life. And Deuteronomy 5:16, honor your father and mother as the Lord your God has commanded you. Now there are a few ways. There's more than one reward. There are a few rewards. The first one is this: a long life. Hallelujah. Life is a blessing. And we learned this week as we studied over in the book of Psalms, chapter 139, verse 16, it says that my days are written in your book and they were planned before I ever lived out one of them. Psalms 90:10, as for days and years, 70, or if by strength, 80. There is a certain standard of life. There's a basic 70 to 80 years. But do you know what? God says that when we honor our father and mothers, we can add length to our life. What does that mean? I know the older I get, the better heaven looks, you know. But listen, the longer life, what does that mean? That means the longer I get to serve the Lord here. That means the longer I get to tell people about Jesus and try to lead my loved ones, my friends, and my family to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that means I get to enjoy my friends. I get to enjoy my family for longer. Life is a blessing. And God said, ye will reward us for honoring our father and mother by adding days to our lives. Isn't that awesome? But not only that, listen, not only will he add days, but he'll make those days blessed days. I mean, I don't want any more days if they're going to be terrible. Okay? I mean, if they're going to be bad, you can take a few off if you want to. But God says that in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3, that it may be well with thee. The days, meaning that it'll be beneficial, it'll be of high quality. There'll be good days, not bad days, but there'll be good days. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6, that you may prosper in the land. The word prosper there means to be have favorable and successful circumstances. Hallelujah today, that when we honor our parents, we're bringing a blessing on our home. That's just like you can't outgive God. When you pay your tithes and gives your offering, God says He'll give it down pressed together and shaken. And the same is true with the commandment that has a blessing. And that is that He will not only add length to our days, but those days will be good days. Hey, what people wouldn't give to have good days with their children, or to have good days with their mama, or to have good days with their daddy. And then so we see that we're to honor our parents, we're to respect our parents, we're to obey our parents. Why? Because it's right in God's eyes. We're to honor and respect our parents. Why? Because there's a reward that God has for those who do. He'll give us more days. He'll give us good days. But then there is also the blessing of eternity as well. Hey, praise God. I don't know if I'll hear it, but I remember Brother Larry when he talked to me about when he wanted to meet the Lord, he wanted to make sure that he heard this: well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things, but I will make you charge of many things. Come and share with your master's happiness. Praise God when we honor our father and mother and we do it right. Why? Because it's easy? No. Because we want to? No. Because it's right? Yes. He'll look at us one day and he'll say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So now that we've looked at that, we see that there is to honor our parents, it's the right thing to do, and we'll be rewarded in doing it. But now I want to talk to you parents real quick on what we should do. The children are to obey, right? They're to obey because it's right and it's reward. What are we to do? Look there. As parents, we're to reflect the Heavenly Father. We're to reflect the Heavenly Father. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. Provoke not, or fathers, don't stir up anger in your children. James chapter 1 verse 13 says, no one undergoing a trial should say, I am tempted by God. For God is not tempted by evil, and Himself tempts no one. Do you know that God wants the best for His children? He puts things and He sets things up so that we mature and become more. And the same is true for us as parents. We're to seek the best for our children. We're to do the best that we can for our children. We're not to stir them up or to make them angry. What does that mean? How do we stir them up instead of reflecting Christ Jesus or reflecting God? How do we stir them up? Well, one is the environment. The environment. I tell you, a negative environment bleeds, a fussing between mom and daddy, coming in angry because of work, kicking the dog, it bleeds over into your children. And you don't have to outwardly be negative. You can just have a negative spirit about you and it'll pass on to your children and you'll raise up an angry child. But not only that, parents trying to live through their children. Huh? Sport, I see it a lot. Sports, education, even popularity. If their child's popular, they feel like they're popular parents. Also, there's the overbearing helicopter parent. There's sometimes you got to let go and just let them do. You got to let them fall. Yeah, be there to pick them up. What man among you, if his son asks for a piece of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a steak. A snake. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? We are to reflect the Father's love onto our children. And we do that, one, by letting the Holy Spirit love through us. Letting Him lead and guide us. Yes, there's a respect, mom and daddy, because it's right and because there's a reward in it. But mom and daddy is to do their best to reflect God to those children. Amen? And then the last thing is this. As parents, we must reinforce God's Word. As parents, we must reinforce God's Word. But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Nurture means to to instruct them, to educate them in a specific lifestyle and discipline. The admonition is the instruction or the counsel. We don't have to teach our children to be sinful. Listen, Proverbs 10:1, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish son, heartache to his mother. Proverbs 29:15, a rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a young and left to himself is a disgrace to his mother. You don't have to teach a child how to lie. You don't have to teach them how to put self first. You don't. I mean, it just comes natural. I mean, think about it. When you watch your children, you have to teach them how to share. You have to teach them how to tell the truth. We have to reinforce God's Word. And you know what? Raising up a child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, it's not just having them in church on Sunday. No, it's more than that. It's living the life out in front of them. It's not do as I say, but do as I do. And none of us are perfect. And when you fall, admit it to your child. Tell them I messed up. Sometimes I yell at my youngins and they don't need to be yelled at. And it's me that has got a bad attitude and I have to go back to them and apologize. As parents, we first off reinforce God's Word by living it. We also and reinforce God's Word? By making sure that they consume it. Making sure that they hear it. Making sure that they read it. Hey, how many of us make sure our youngins' teeth is brushed before they leave the house? I don't, but they better, okay? Nobody's told me they got stinking breath yet. But how many of us make sure they got clean clothes? We make sure that they take their vitamins and their medications. We lay it all out and all that stuff. But all that's fleeting. All of that's going to waste away. Do you recognize that making sure your child knows the Word of God is more important than their physical health? It is. And until we understand it like that, we won't see the fullness of God's blessing. But the last thing is this, is we live it out in front of them. We make sure that they receive it. And then we also discipline them. And discipline is different for every child. Some children you can look at and it breaks them in half. Others you can beat them and they'll never act like they've ever been touched. That's a part of knowing your child. Knowing what's working. Hey, take away my youngin's electronics and they'll cry in the floor. They will. But my mama, God bless her, she would try to whip, and she would whip 100 licks, and you know what? She just didn't have it. You know what I mean? But she could take away my car, and I was a broken-hearted young man, and I was willing to listen when she took away my car. But today, as we look at our society, and as we celebrate moms, what would it be if our county, the children started respecting and honoring their fathers and their mothers? What if moms and dads decided that they're going to want what's best for their children? And they're going to do what's best for their children. And here's the thing, you know, sometimes what's best for the children is not what we want for them. And sometimes it's not easy for us to let that happen. You see, God said, honor your father and your mother, and if you do it, I'll reward you with it. And I think one of those rewards will be America coming back to know the Lord Jesus Christ as the utmost. But also he says, mama, daddy, don't provoke them to be angry. Don't raise angry young men and young women. Instead, raise them up in the ways and the teachings of God. And if you do this, I'll give you more days and good days on top of that. I'm going to ask you if you would to stand with me. We're not going to have any music. We're not going to have any singing this morning. But I'm just going to challenge you right now. Number one, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can still honor your parents and you'll be blessed. But you will not receive the eternal reward. The Bible says only those that know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will spend an eternity with Him. If you don't know that Christ is your Lord and Savior, I would love to show you what it means to receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Maybe today you're one of those that you didn't have the best mother, you didn't have the best father. But if nothing else, you want to honor them because God says honor them. It's still not too late. Would you come and just say, Lord, take my hurt and let me have your will. Maybe today you want to come and pray for your mama or your grandmama. Maybe today your mom's already gone over into glory land and you just need a hug from the Holy Spirit. Whatever it is, God's willing to give it. But I'm going to invite you right now to come to the altar as we go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this day. As people are making their way to the altar, God, I thank you, Lord, that you know exactly how we feel. God, you know the hurt that we feel. God, you know the loss that we may be feeling right now. God, you know the joy that we have. That only in Jesus Christ. But God, I thank you right now, Lord, that there is a promise that one day not only will we be reunited with those that have gone on ahead of us, but God also will be reunited with our Savior. And so, God, I invite you right now just to move in the hearts and lives of those that are in this place, if they're listening by Facebook or on the radio, God, whatever it is, Holy Spirit, you have your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Won't you come today? People's already praying. They're up here. But as they're praying, just to remind you, we will not be having service tonight, so I want us to have a time of prayer request. We do want to remember Sister Wilma Jean Tomlinson. Her legs are just almost raw, and she needs a healing touch, but she also needs the spiritual encouragement. And then also we want to pray for Sister Teresa Cobb. She's home, but still got some mending to do. We want to pray for her. Do we have any other needs that need to be lifted up this morning? We will pray for Sister Bledsoe. Also, don't forget, we have baccalaureate on the 22nd at 2. So that being said, pray for our high schoolers as it's that season, that the Lord keep them safe, no one get hurt or harmed. In that, any other prayer needs? All right, God bless you. Thank God for mamas. Amen? Yes, ma'am.